The grave, remember, the grave has been conquered. Death has been conquered. And now he gave you the gift of freedom. Freedom from sin. Sin has no dominion over you anymore. Then, what is the significance again to you? He gave you power. He gave you power. Matthew 28, verse 18. Matthew 28, verse 18. He gave you power. And Jesus came and spake and says, all power in heaven. All power is given to me in heaven and on earth. But then, he then said, go ye. He was impacting that power upon you. He was impacting that power upon you. He gave you power. 1 John 14, verse 17. Remember, he said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. 1 John 14, verse 17. If you see it, I want you to look at it very well. 1 John 4, verse 17, sorry. 1 John 4, verse 17. If you've seen it, I want you to just read it carefully and read it to yourself. Have you seen it? Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, so are we in this world. Remember, Jesus confirmed, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. And as Jesus is, so are you. So, the power of God, through the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, has been impacted unto you. The same way it's been impacted unto Jesus. Then, number three, the significance of this to us is that it brought us restoration. It brought us restoration. Colossians 1, verse 12 to 14. Colossians 1, 12 to 14. 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18. And Colossians 1, 19 to 20. If you've seen it, I just want you to read it. Colossians 1. I'm going to read Colossians 1, 19 to 20. And this is what it says. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, having made peace through the blood of Jesus, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether things in earth or things in heaven. Restoration. And what does that mean? When you look at the history of man and God and creation, God had a plan for man. The plan was a fellowship. The plan was friendship. The plan was communication, communion with God. Adam had that opportunity. And Adam was always having a time of fellowship with God. Do you know there another person that had that opportunity? Was Abraham. Abraham, the Bible says that three people visited Abraham when they were going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But only two people went to Sodom and Gomorrah. The third person, who was God himself, sat down with Abraham and had communion with him. And that's when we were having our prayer meeting, I think it was Barab that was saying, God had lamb chops with Abraham. God sat down with him. Go and read it, it's there. Sarai went and prepared a feast for God and Abraham where they were sitting down and they had meal. That's the plan of God for you. He wants to have A relationship. And that was what Jesus came to do. He came back. That's the significance of this resurrection to you and I. He came back to restore us back to that relationship where we can call God. Look at what he says. He said, we have the boldness to go into the Holy of Holies and say, Abba, Father. That is what Christ did. So the significance of this Easter is not just because Christ rose. It's because I also rose with him. My life was transformed with him. My situation was changed with him. My position became established again in God through this resurrection. So I am not just celebrating Easter because Christ rose. I am celebrating Easter because I rose as well. I rose as well. You rose as well. Your life was changed through this resurrection. You were taken from the grave and brought back into life. The significance of this resurrection is that God restored us back to the position where we should be. Romans 6, verse 4 to 10. Romans 6, verse 4 to 10. It says, therefore, look at that word. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism. When he was dying, 2,000 years ago, you might think, I was not born then. But he was thinking of you in that grave. So when he was going into that grave, you were going into that grave with him. And he said, we're buried with him into his death. That Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also we should walk in the newness of life. The newness of life that Christ gave us. For if we are, he then started illustrating, we are planted a tree, he has to die first before he has a new life. Knowing that the old man, look at verse 6, knowing that that our old man, it's not Jesus' old man, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. And henceforth, we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more, death has no dominion over him. Death has no dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he lives unto God. So you can now see where Paul was coming from when he said, the life I now live, I live for him who loved me and gave himself for me. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is very significant for each and every one of us. It's significant in the sense that God wrapped up us into Jesus Christ. So when we're talking about he carried our sins upon himself, he carried us. Us, the sin nature is us upon himself. Amen. And went to the grave. And when he was rising from the grave, he brought us out of the grave without that sin nature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Resurrection is so important to us that when we look at it and we look at what Christ did, we then start asking ourselves, who am I that you are mindful of me, that you love me? That you hear me when I call, is it true that you are thinking of me? I am a friend of God. Yes. I am a friend of God. Yes. I am a friend of God because he called me his friend. That is who I am. I am a friend of God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as he is, so are we. And if that is the case, we're no longer in the grave. We're no longer afraid of grave.
Amen.
We're no longer in that grave. We're just like that debtor that the man came and took away from that ramshackled house and paid his debt and took us out and brought us into a new life. That man did not expect that a rich man would come his way. But that rich man came his way and took him out of that slum, that poverty-stricken area, and brought him into a new life. And that is what Christ did for you and I. He brought us out of the slum of life, out of the poverty-stricken life that we would have been in, out of the sin life that we would have continued in, and brought us into that position where we're looking at God face to face. Hallelujah. Where we stand and call God Father. Where we stand and we can bring our petition unto God. As we come out of the grave, our sin were left there. Our past were left there. Our weakness, we all do have weaknesses. Our weakness were left there. Our whole nature was left there. So, my past, don't tell me history of my past. It's no longer me. Don't tell me history of my weakness, because I am strong in Christ. Let the weak say, I am strong. Don't tell me history of my whole nature. No. My old nature is dead. I'm a new man in Christ. I walk tall in Christ. I walk bold in Christ. I have the confidence. You know, it's interesting when you look at the confidence that sportsmen use to come in after they've done their proper training, and they come in because they know that they've had the ability to do everything. And when they win a fight, the way they look around and say, yes, I'm a champion. That's who you are. You're a champion in God. God has made you victorious over sin, over your past, over your weakness, over your whole nature. So when the world is looking at you or looking at me and saying, oh, that's a guy, that's a debtor. He used to live in that slum, in that poverty-stricken house. I say, no, I don't live there anymore. My address has changed. My address is now with Jesus Christ. I don't live. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I am a child of God. Hallelujah. I don't belong to that past anymore. You can look at me like, but I can tell you this. That's not me. You might think that is me, but that's not me. I'm a new person. My life has been turned around because I met the Savior who went to the cross and took my sins and my whole nature and buried them in the grave. And he rose from the grave, and the grave could not hold him, and death could not hold him, and the power of hell could not hold him. And as he was rising, he was bringing me along and saying, young man, stand up. It's time to go. He was telling me, you don't belong here anymore. Your new life is here now. I am walking tall because I have Jesus with me. I will say this to you. The world might want to label you. The world might want to keep you in a box. But you're no longer in that box. You don't belong to that box anymore. The world might look at you and say, oh, that guy is not worth anything. You know, no. You're worth more than gold. You are worth more than gold. Look at what Paul said and Peter said to the man at the beautiful gate. He said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have, I'll give to you. Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ is all I have, and I give to you. Rise up and walk. And that man walked. Because Peter understood what Jesus said to him, that all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Go ye now into. Look at the world, the way he went from all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. He said, go ye into the world and preach the gospel. The boldness. The boldness.
Come on.
He came into them free just because he paid the price at Calvary. And he rose again. The angels were helping to respond to his resurrection. Just the way the neighbors were helping to respond to that man that is not here. The angels were telling the people that came to look for Jesus in the grave, said, he's not here. He's risen. He's no longer here. He's risen. And he says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The significance of all this also is the fact that Christ now left an emblem for us. And you see, in that emblem, when he was going and he had the supper with his disciples, he told them, as often as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. What are they remembering? They're not remembering just the fact that he died in Calvary. They're remembering the fact that he rose again. And this week I've been so blessed with my brothers around me as we were sharing in the prayer meeting. And one of the things that one of them said was that, hang on, if this story of Jesus is not true, why is it that up till now, what people want you to do is to deny this Jesus? Have you not thought about it? Every persecuted churches, when you hear what they go through, when they're arrested, what do they tell them? Deny Jesus. They tell them, someone was sharing with us about China. They give you a paper in front of your family member and say, sign that you don't believe in Jesus anymore. If that story, if that is a myth or is a made-believe story, why is it that up till now, it is the same thing that is happening? The same thing that happened to Peter when in front of the Sanhedrin, when they said, do not preach this name again. Do not preach in this name again. If that story of Jesus is not true, if the resurrection is not true, by now, people will have been making a mockery of us. But Christ rose from the dead. Christ gave us a new life. Christ became, he showed himself to his disciples. He still lives with us today. The reality of his resurrection is making us alive every day. And I love that song when we sing, he said, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, he holds my future. And life is worth a living just because he lives. My life is new in God. Your life is new in God. The resurrection and life came your way. The resurrection and life came my way. And when it came my way, he said, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in me and believe in God. If you believe in God, trouble will come. Situations will come. But you are more than conqueror through Christ who loved you. Situation will definitely come because we live in the world where situation will arise. Challenges will come. Things that will bring us to tears as he brought him to tears when he was in this world will come our ways. Because Jesus also wept. And I love that part of Hebrew when he says that we do not have a high priest who doesn't have or who doesn't understand what we're going through. He went through it the way we are going through it now. But he overcame because he trusted in the mission that God gave to him. And that mission was to get you and I out of the grave, was to get you and I into a new life, was to empower us, was to restore us, and was to give us a hope and a future. When he died on the cross, he paid all the price. He took us out, debtors, living in ramshackled houses, and brought us into an everlasting kingdom. We now became a family of the Creator of heaven and earth. You know what that means? From a man who is owing rent, who is owing people money, who couldn't afford to pay them, who's living in a ramshackled house, to a man that was given a new lease of life, a mansion, and all his debts were wiped away. And the debtors could not come back and hold me, or hold my children, or hold my wife, or hold my home, because I don't even live in that home anymore. and I have a new life. And he says, don't worry, everything is paid for. And that was the significance of Calvary to you and I. And when we go around the table and we share in communion, we are reminding ourselves that Easter morning, Christ rose. On that Good Friday, he went on the cross. He bore the pains, the shackles of shame, of sin and everything. He took them because of me. He went into that grave and death could not hold him. Mm-hmm. Brothers, let's come around the table this morning. Let's just share in communion, giving our thanks to God for what he's done for us. As we celebrate the resurrection morning, as we give thanks to him for what he's done, let us appreciate God who loved us and gave himself for us. Just having the table this morning.